Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong setting foot on the moon in 1969.
That hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
At the time, the US space program was light years ahead of the rest of the world. But fast forward over 40 years, and China's catching up fast. After a spate of delays, China's unmanned space module Tiangong 1 is finally set to be launched. It will perform the nation's first ever space docking procedure with another spacecraft. Alian Wang is a researcher in planetary science at US-based Washington University in St. Louis.
You can exercise the docking technology. That is one big step forward. And I think China haven't been demonstrate this capability, and now China is decided to do it. That's very important. If that will be successful, I would congratulate my colleague, the engineer and the scientist in China. That's a big step forward.
A successful docking of Tiangong 1 will represent the first step towards China's long-term goal of building a space station. Professor Wang says this will be a huge boost for scientific research and for further space exploration.
Once you establish this semi-permanent staying in the orbit, then you can think about to move forward, to use it as a relay or as an intermediate step to move forward to other planet or other satellites.
As the Chinese space program seems to go from strength to strength, the situation is very different in the United States. Earlier this year, US space agency NASA wound up its 30-year-old space shuttle program. Robert Chesson is an expert in human spaceflight at the European Space Agency and has collaborated with the Chinese space program. He says the launch of Tiangong 1 is unlikely to change America's strategy in space.
I am not convinced that the development in the Chinese human space program is going to, fire the Americans into some sort of new space race with China. I can't see that at all.
China hopes to effectively transform the Tiangong 1 space module into a manned space laboratory, from where it can further shine a light into the darkness of space. For CRI, I'm Dominic Swire.
Roger, we copy.
Pretty good little jump.